Good evening. In this week's parasha, Parasha Shoftim, Torah speaks about some of the halachos pertaining to a king, a Melech Yisrael. There are certain isurim that apply to the Melech Yisrael. One of them is that he should not try to get a lot of horses. And in the context of that isur, the Torah says that he should not bring the people back to Mitzrayim in order to obtain a lot of horses, because Mitzrayim is known for its good horses, because it says in the pasuk, and this is in Parak Yizayin, pasuk Tes Zayin, V'Hashem Amar Lachem Lo Sosifun Lashuv B'Derech HaZa'od. And Hashem said about Mitzrayim that you should no longer go on this, you should no longer return on this road again, meaning you should not go back to Mitzrayim. So this is a source, one of the three sources in the Torah, which speaks about not returning to Mitzrayim. When Torah Tamima quotes from the Yerushalmi at the end of Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Halacha Tes, where at the very end of the Perek, the Yerushalmi has a drasha, Losos Sifun Lashuv, that you cannot anymore return there, so it's Lashuv to, from the word of Yeshiva, to settle. The Yeshiva Yata Chozer. So you can't go back to live there, but you can go to settle there, but you can go back to Mitzrayim in order to do business or to conquer the land. And the Torah Tumim explains that the Isser, the primary Isser, is really to live there, the Yeshiva's Keva, to live there permanently. And he quotes from the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Hei, Halacha Ches, that he says that it would seem to me, the Yirah Li, Rambam uses a phrase where he doesn't have a specific source to back it up, but he thinks from all his knowledge that this would be true. Shem Kavash Melech Yisrael Asherech Mitzrayim Alpi Bezdin, that if the king of Israel would conquer the land of Mitzrayim based on the Bezdin sends Bnei Yisrael out to war to conquer Eretz Mitzrayim. So then it would become permissible to live in Mitzrayim. And really, as Rambam writes, it's only an Isser. The Torah is only forbidding one to go back to Mitzrayim as a Yachid, by himself, to live there, because the people there are people that we don't want to learn from, and therefore it's Asher to go back to Mitzrayim. But if the nation conquers Mitzrayim, then it would seem to be mutter. And that is, again, the way Rambam writes it is B'ra Li, that it seems to him. Now, the Torah Pima further quotes how the Sefer HaChinuch, when he quotes, when he speaks about this Isser, going back to Mitzrayim in Mitzvah Tav Kuf, so he writes there, he quotes the Rambam, what the Rambam says, and he says, he praises the Rambam, that the Rambam says something very smart here, and he likes what the Rambam said. But then the Torah Tumima asks the question, he doesn't understand, why is it that the Rambam writes for Yerali? Why is it that the Rambam says that it seems to me? He says, I don't understand. It's an explicit Gemara. The Yerushalmi, as we started with, that the Gemara says that you can go back, you can't go for the Yeshiva, but you can go back Lichvosh Es Ha'aretz. So the way that the Torah Tumima asks, he says that Lichvosh Es Ha'aretz means to conquer the land and then to settle there. You conquer the land to live there. So it would seem that it's an explicit Yerushalmi, and he leaves, the Torah Tumima leaves it with a question on the Rambam, why does he say B'Yirah Li? So what's interesting is that if you look at the Rambam and that halacha, what the Torah Tumima doesn't tell you is that the Rambam actually seems to quote the halacha of the Yerushalmi. Because the Rambam starts off in Halacha Ches, Mutter Lachzor L'Eretz Mitzrayim, Lischara, v'lepachmatia, v'lichvosh aratzos acheros. So this list that the Rambam says that it's mutter to go back to Eretz Yisrael for schara, prachmatia, v'lichvosh aratzos acheros sounds very similar to that line from the Rishami. And in fact, many of the commentators of the Hagos Maimonios and the Kesef Mishnah quote this Rishami as a source for this halacha of the Rambam, for this statement of the Rambam. But what's interesting is that the Rambam says, instead of the language of the Rishami, to conquer the land, which sounds like it's talking about conquering the land of Mitzrayim, The Rambam says, "Velichbosh harosas achiros," and to go into Eretz Mitzrayim in order to conquer other lands. In other words, you can go back to Eretz Mitzrayim. It's okay to return on that path towards Eretz Mitzrayim in order to pass through Eretz Mitzrayim to conquer another land. That seems to be what the Rambam says, and from this halacha, the Rambam would seem that perhaps either he had a different girsa in the Rishami, or maybe that was his just simply his understanding of what the Rishami meant. And later in the halacha, the Rambam writes, as the Torah quotes, "Yirah lishim kavash mechichal aris mitzrayim al pi bezdin." So now he's talking about aris mitzrayim specifically. That if the Melech Yisrael would conquer Eretz Mitzrayim, so then it should be mutter to live there permanently. So that's what one would think at first glance. If you look at the Rambam, it would seem that would be a simple teretz to the kasha of the Torah Tmima. However, it's not so simple because in Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, in the Losa says Mitzvah Memvav, the Rambam writes about this issur to go back to Mitzrayim, and he points out that the Torah tells us this issur in three places. And at the very end of that mitzvah, when he finished his last line speaking about this mitzvah, the Rambam writes, "Ubibir Amar Birshami liyeshiva iyata chozer avlata chozer l'schara v'lur prakmacha v'lichvosh ha'aretz." So he quotes the Rishami. Basically, exactly the way we have the Rishami, exactly the Torah Tmima quotes Rishami, but the list is, you could go back, for Schar Prakmacha, Belechvosh Ha'aretz, which the simple meaning would mean, excuse me, to conquer the land itself. And the fact that the Rambam wrote this in the Sefer HaMitzvos itself was a question that some point out, is a question on the commentaries in the let's say Hagadas Maimonides, or the Kaddish of Mishnah, let's say, specifically the Kaddish of Mishnah, in the Mishnah Torah, because the Kaddish of Mishnah writes, on that halacha, we point out that the Rambam seems to quote, he seems to have this halacha of the Rishami, so we pointed out that the commentaries say that this halacha of the Rambam in Parakei Halacha Ches is based on the Rishami. But what the Kaddish of Mishnah writes is, when he refers to Rishami, he says, Kasav Smag, the Garcin and Birushami, the Yeshiva Tachozer, Avatachozer, Schor, Prakmacha, Vilichbosha Arts. So he quotes this Rishami from the Smag. The Smag refers to this Rishami. So it's interesting because the Kassav Mishnah writes that, Bishem the Smag, but why didn't he quote it from the Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam himself? The Rambam himself has this Rishami in the Sefer Mitzvahs. However, it would seem that perhaps, I don't know if the Kaddish of Mishnah maybe somehow had a different gear so the Sefer HaMitzvos, but the language of this Kaddish of Mishnah says, Kasav Smag, the Garsinan Birushalmi, the Yeshiva Tachos, Avatachos, the Skar, the Prakmata, the Lichbosha Arts. So, it sounds like he's trying to point out that the Girsa of the Rishami that the Smag quotes, perhaps is different from the Rambam's Girsa of the Rishami. In other words, like we pointed out, that the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah seems to refer this Rishami, because he has those three items, but he says, V'lichvosh harosas acheros. So why would he say that the meaning of the Rishami is V'lichvosh harosas acheros? Sounds like he has a different gears of the Rishami altogether. Therefore, the Kaddish Mishnah is pointing out that the Smag has the gears of the Rishami where it says V'lichvosh haaretz, which sounds like it's referring to Eretz Mitzrayim, specifically to conquer Eretz Mitzrayim itself. But again, I don't know whether or not the Kaddish Mishnah didn't see that the Rambam himself has that girsa in the Sefer HaMitzvos, or maybe he had a different girsa within the Sefer HaMitzvos as well, that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos has a different girsa. So I don't know what to do with that. Another point I'll say is that in the Rishami itself, the commentaries of Rishami, the Karbon Ha'eda actually says, on the language of the Rishami, which says, V'lichvosh, as Haaretz, so he says, V'lichvosh as Eretz Mitzrayim. He explains, "Im asu melchama im Yisrael," if they start up with the Jewish people, so it's okay to go to Mitzrayim to, you know, take an offensive stance against Mitzrayim to battle against Mitzrayim. Oh, lavor derech sham lekibush shar haaretzos. So he says this other possibility, or to go into Eretz Mitzrayim in order to conquer other lands. So it seems to me, from the Karban Eidah's explanation, the Karban Eidah understands that it's talking about, in order to do battle, you can go into Eretz Mitzrayim, but not in the sense that the Torah people understood, not in the sense of actually living in Eretz Mitzrayim, that you want to conquer the land in order to take it over, so you should live there. So that's the what the Karban Eidah points out. I'll just conclude with one last point, which is that some point out that this idea that the Rambam writes that it seems that it's be mutter to live there. So some point out that it would seem that it should make a lot of sense that it should be mutter to live there. It should be pashut, basically, because if they're conquering Eretz Yisrael, al pi bezdin, as the Rambam writes, that the Melech, the leader of the Jewish people, is going and waging battle to conquer Eretz Mitzrayim based on the directive of the Bezdin HaGadol, so that's a regular kibush of the Jewish people. That's like kibush haaretz, and therefore that land should become like Eretz Yisrael. So Mimela, of course, it should be mutter to live there. However, as they point out, that's exactly why, since it doesn't say that explicitly anywhere, that's why the Rambam writes yirarli, that it would seem that, again, the explanation of the halacha, which Rambam doesn't write, but the explanation that's given here is that the reason why it becomes mutter to live there is because it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael itself. And this actually is something that the Michlis Chinuch himself writes when he refers to this halacha of the Rambam. He points out the Chinuch praised the Rambam for this, and the Michlis Chinuch says that he already pointed out elsewhere that in such a situation, if there would be kovish the land through with the Melech and the Beth and the Gadol, so then it's Kikidushas Harish Yisrael, the Chaldover, the Trumas, the Maestros, and so on. So that's what the Mitzvah Chinuch writes. Therefore, if it's like Harish Yisrael, so of course you can live there. But again, it would seem that maybe since it doesn't say that explicitly anywhere, that's how the Rambam wrote Yerali. So in conclusion, it would seem that, could very well be that the Rambam somehow had a different Girsa than Rishalmi, where he's Girsa perhaps. Based on his girsa, he understood that the lichvos haaretz was referring to going into Eretz Mitzrayim in order to conquer some other land, not conquering Eretz Mitzrayim itself, and that's why he doesn't rely on this Yerushalmi as a basis to say that it's mutter to live in Eretz Mitzrayim permanently after Melech conquers it al pi bezdin. Alternatively, the Rambam understood that maybe he did have the same gear set as the Rishami, but he understood that the Rishami was just talking about doing battle. So he's talking about doing battle either with Mitzrayim or with another land, like the Karban Eidah understood from the language of the Rishami. So based on that, the Rishami doesn't say anything about conquering Eretz Mitzrayim in order to take it over and live in Eretz Mitzrayim. It's just talking about conquering Eretz Yisrael just to do battle with there. But it doesn't necessarily mean to actually then live there. So, but what the Rambam says is that it seems to him that if, in fact, the Melech would go out al pi bezdin hagadol and would conquer Eretz Yisrael in order to take it over, so then it's mutter to live there. And as we explained, the Michlis Chinuch writes already that the reason is because then it becomes like Eretz Yisrael. And Mimela, it's not you're not in violation of this issur because it's actually part of Eretz Yisrael at that point. So that would be the answer. That would be a way, perhaps, to answer the question of the Torah Tumah. Thank you very much.